It's going to be an interesting year as we go forward. I mean, as we sit here today, we're looking at red ink for the county, which is not a place we want to be. Part of that, obviously, is because of the wildfires. So the budget becomes the most important policy document. It also, in this year, becomes very important for the board to understand what we have available, how we need to get through this. We've asked department heads not just to cut across the board, but to really look the way that they're doing business, to also look at the things that they're required to do by law and the things that they're doing above and beyond, kind of identifying those areas that if push comes to shove and the numbers do not get better as the quarters progress, we're going to have to make some tough decisions that may eliminate a program. Hopefully, we won't get to the point where we're doing that, but we want to make sure that we're working collaboratively with our department heads and to identify those areas and to make sure that we can balance the books. We are advocating for additional third year of property tax recovery reimbursement from the state. We don't have that yet. We're still feeling the effects of the fire. We still need to make sure that we do the work that's required of us, and we have the extra burden of having spent a lot of money in reaction to the fire that we haven't been reimbursed for yet.
Do you have an example of what kinds of programs are earmarked for budget cuts and how soon people could see that happen if were that to happen?
I don't have an example off the top of my head. I know that we're still in the process of collecting those, and we're also questioning the ones that have been offered up. There's this kind of a give and take about how that works. You know, I don't want to put any angst into anyone that's out there in a position within one of those programs. But I think it's the right thing to do because, again, if you can only cut across the board to a certain level before, in my opinion, you're kind of just doing everything a little less efficient than you were before. And I think there's prioritization that needs to happen. And it's really up to the board to prioritize and make those decisions. And they're tough decisions. It's easier to cut across the board. But I think it's going to be better for the county if we really prioritize within the budget that we have and make sure we're balanced, keep advocating for additional dollars from whatever sources we can identify and move forward.
How do you think that your management style will differ from that of Supervisor Gore?
I love my colleagues, but we are all each individuals. I'm certainly more of a numbers person, data driven. I ask questions and follow the numbers and follow the money, if it were, making sure that we're staying on course as a county. I hate to compare myself. All I know is what I like to do is to, provide leadership here at the county that is consistent and linear, give thanks where and accolades where needed, challenge folks to step up where needed, and make sure that we're delivering the best possible services to our citizens. And I think that we are fortunate here in Sonoma County to have such high quality employees up and down the line.